迎继续锁定 Video 774 Call Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们天天影学英语的时间了。Jesse， 今天呢，我们要和 Bobby 来分享一部惊悚悬疑片《副作用》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome to Home Video. In today's program, we're going to talk about a psychological thriller film, Side Effects. It was directed by Steven Soderbergh from a screenplay written by Scott Burns. The film stars Jude Law, Rooney Mara, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Channing Tatum. The film concerns the ramifications of an event following a young woman being prescribed antidepressant drugs.
影片的女主角 Emily 和丈夫 Martin 本来是十分恩爱，生活呢也很富足和安逸，但是刚刚结婚一年， Martin 就因为经济犯罪被判入狱服刑四年。
Emily Taylor's husband Martin is released after serving a four-year prison sentence for insider trading。
丈夫终于出狱了，本来应该是全家欢喜的事，但是突然改变的生活节奏和随之而来的生活压力却让 Emily 开始手足无措。
Shortly afterward, Emily drives her car into a concrete wall in an apparent suicide attempt.
停车场里呢，有人目睹了撞车的场景。根据她的描述， Emily 在医院被断定有自杀倾向。
Jonathan Banks, her assigned psychiatrist, fears for her safety but agrees to her release from the hospital as long as she attends sessions with him on a regular basis.
Miss Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Banks.
Oh.They said that I might have a concussion, but I don't have to stay here for that, right?
We've got to wait for the CT scan results to know that. I have a couple of questions for you. How's your head?
It hurts.
How was it before you hit the wall?
What do you mean?
How have things been going with you? Generally speaking.
Why are you here?
I'm a psychiatrist, Miss Taylor. Normally...When people hit things with their car, there are skid marks on the pavement. A brick wall's a pretty good reason to use the brakes. Turn the wheel. You didn't do that. You went straight in. It says here the attendant told the police you were pretty upset before you got in the car. Now, the insurance company are going to check the brakes, but I prefer to just ask you. Did you try to hurt yourself this morning?Do you still want to try and hurt yourself? Emily, how do you feel about staying here for a few days?
Here?
Hmm.
No, I can't stay here. Martin just got home and I have to be there for him.
Is that your husband, Martin?
Yes, he just got out of prison. I have to be there and I have a job. I mean, I have to go into work. He doesn't make any money yet. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, what if you got out of jail or you were away for a long time and you come home and your wife is in the mental hospital? We waited for 4 years. I can't stay here.
I think you may have tried to hurt yourself this morning.
It was a mistake. I lost it for a minute. I promise it's not going to happen again. Do you have an office?
Hmm.
Well, I could come see you at your office. I mean, I could come as often as you want. I could come two or three times a week.I was in therapy once before, and I remember that structure really helps with hopelessness. I promise, I just really want to go home.
这个影片的男主角 Jonathan Banks, 他是一位精神科医生，英文叫 psychiatrist。 在我们的生活中呢，还经常见到另外一类人和精神科医生的工作有点关联，叫心理学家 psychologist。这两个职业角色区别在哪儿呢？就是这个电影反映的重点，就是能不能给我们的病患开药。 psychiatrist 是有处方权的，而 psychologist 呢，只能做心理治疗，是没有办法给病人开药的。但是这个影片呢，也恰恰是因为 psychiatrist 这个处方权而引发的。
那影片当中的这位精神科医生 Jonathan, 他不仅自己有一个诊所，而且呢还经常的到医院来值班。这一天他碰到的这个病人 Emily 呢，据描述是有自杀倾向的。
这时候精神科医生 Jonathan Banks 跟 Emily 解释哈，他为什么推断 Emily 有自杀倾向。 Normally when people hit things with their car, there are skid marks on the pavement. 他通常情况下发生撞车事故的时候啊，这个车道上总会留下刹车的痕迹。 Skid 是滑行的意思， Skid marks 就是汽车或者轮胎在侧滑的时候道路上所留下的印记。比如 skid 我们还可以说哈， The car skidded on the ice.汽车呢在冰面上打滑了，这是冬天常见的现象。 Jonathan Banks 接着说， A brick wall is a pretty good reason to use the brakes. 在水泥墙面前呢，明明是应该踩刹车的， turn turn the wheel, 打转方向盘。You didn't do that, 你却没有那么做。你怎么做呢？ You went straight in, 你径直撞到墙上去了。不仅如此， It says here the attendant told the police you were pretty upset before you got in the car. 而且病历上还写着，停车管理员告诉警察，你上车前显得情绪特别的低落。
Jonathan 分析的很有道理， Emily 也明白这次事情啊挺严重的，但是他一再的向 Jonathan 恳求说让自己回家吧。
他是这么说的， Martin just got home and I have to be there for him. Martin 呢刚刚从监狱回家，我得在家里陪他。还有另外的原因， I have a job, I have to go into work. 我有工作，我还得上班。因为现在 Emily 的收入对她的家庭很重要， Martin 刚刚从监狱出来还没有工作。He doesn't make any money yet. 所以看得出来，对 Emily 来说，生活压力的确不小，她也必须回去工作。
但是一般呢，按照 Emily 的这种情况来讲， Jonathan 是应该让她留院观察的。不过呢， Emily 一再的恳求，并且答应 Jonathan 会继续的积极的做心理治疗的。
Emily 保证说， I was in therapy once before. 我以前呢也接触过心理治疗。And I remember that the structure really helps with hopelessness. 而且我记得系统的治疗啊，对当时我走出绝望也很有帮助。
Miss Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Banks.
Oh, they said that I might have a concussion, but I don't have to stay here for that, right?
We've got to wait for the CT scan results to know that. I have a couple of questions for you. How's your head?
It hurts.
How was it before you hit the wall?
What do you mean?
How have things been going with you, generally speaking?
Why are you here?
I'm a psychiatrist, Miss Taylor. Normally, when people hit things with their car, there are skid marks on the pavement. A brick wall's a pretty good reason to use the brakes. Turn the wheel. You didn't do that. You went straight in. It says here the attendant told the police...You were pretty upset before you got in the car. Now, the insurance company are going to check the brakes, but I prefer to just ask you. Did you try to hurt yourself this morning? Do you still want to try and hurt yourself? Emily, how do you feel about staying here for a few days?
Here?
Hmm.
No, I can't stay here. Martin just got home and I have to be there for him.
Is that your husband, Martin?
Yes, he just got out of prison. And I have to be there, and I have a job. I mean, I have to go into work. He doesn't make any money yet. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, what if you got out of jail or you were away for a long time and you come home and your wife is in the mental hospital? We waited for 4 years. I can't stay here.
I think you may have tried to hurt yourself this morning.
It was a mistake. I lost it for a minute.I promise it's not going to happen again. Do you have an office?
Mm.
Well, I could come see you at your office. I mean, I could come as often as you want. I could come 2 or 3 times a week. I was in therapy once before, and I remember that structure really helps with hopelessness. I promise, I just really want to go home.
Emily 答应 Jonathan 呢会去他的诊所定期的做心理治疗，并且保证不会再有自杀的念头了。所以呢 ，Jonathan 最终同意他出院回家了。Emily 第一次来到 Jonathan 的诊所，再次提到了自己之前曾经接受过心理治疗，并且是很有效的。
Is this ever going to go away?
You said you felt depressed before. Did you see anyone about it last time?
Yeah.In Greenwich, Connecticut, Victoria Siebert. But I had to stop seeing her when they took our house away and I had to move back to the city.
Do you mind if I contact Dr. Siebert about your history?
No, of course not.
Jonathan 果然去见了 Emily 以前的医生 Victoria， 了解了不少有关于 Emily 的情况。
Jonathan contacts Victoria, who suggests that Jonathan should put Emily on a new drug called Abilixa.
I saw her 4 years ago,、
mm.
for a little over 9 months.She didn't just have the rug pulled from under her. She had the rug, the home, the husband, her entire life、
mm.
gone. Even her health insurance. She moved into the city to find work, and I never heard from her again. I'm glad you're seeing a man this time. I think that will help.
Why is that?
Never felt seen by a father. And her husband ends up in jail, and she's、mm. abandoned again.
Yes.、Mm.
I'll be happy to see her have a different kind of experience.
She said you tried her on medication.
Oh, yes. Well, Butrin, Prozac, Effexor really struggled.
Hmm.
I remember she had problems with sleep, nausea, chills.
I'm putting her on Zoloft, so she can tolerate that.
Oh. Well, maybe she's a candidate for one of these neuromeds. Sometimes the newest thing gives them confidence.
Hmm.
They see the ads on TV, they believe.
Yeah.
I have a patient with some similar issues. I put her on a Blixa. If that had been available back then, I would have prescribed it for Emily after she miscarried.
Miscarried?
Mm, after he went to jail.
She hadn't mentioned that.
No?
No.
Was it released yet?
A week ago.
Oh, maybe that will help turn things around.
Mm.
看得出来呢 ，Jonathan 的确还是一个很认真负责的医生。他去见了 Emily 以前的这个医生 Victoria。Victoria 呢也解释了一下以前 Emily 为什么会去他那里做心理治疗。
Victoria 说 ，She didn't just have the rug put from under her。不仅呢，她当时丈夫入狱对她打击很大。He had the rug, the home, the husband, her entire life gone。她生活的支点、房子、丈夫，所有的一切都通通没有了。Even her health insurance， 连医保都没有了。在形容 Emily 当时的窘境的时候 ，Victoria 用了这样一个词组 ，pull the rug from under somebody， 那就是从某人的身子底下把毯子抽走。那这样似乎有点难以理解，实际上这个短语的完整的形式是 pull the rug from under somebody's feet， 就是当某个人站在毯子上的时候，你把毯子抽走，那这个结果呢，我们就可以想象了，肯定四脚朝天就会摔倒。这就是中文常说的那一个成语哈，釜底抽薪。比如我们可以这么说 ，You are my last hope， 你是我最后的希望。Promise me that you won't pull the rug out from under me， 你永远不会给我拆台的。
那既然 Emily 当初找到了 Victoria 进行心理治疗，而且效果也不错，那为什么这个治疗没有继续呢
？Victoria 说 ，She moved into the city to find work， 她搬到城里去找工作。And I never heard from her again. 然后我们就再也没有联系了。
在这里呢 ，Victoria 又补充了一些信息，说为什么丈夫去坐牢对于 Emily 打击那么大，这还是有历史原因的。
Victoria 表现的还是很同情 Emily 的遭遇的。Never felt seen by her father， 从来就没有被她的父亲重视过。Then her husband ends up in jail and she's abandoned again. 然后她的丈夫又坐牢了，她感觉自己再次被抛弃了。
Victoria 呢，接着又介绍了她曾经给 Emily 服用过什么药，并且呢，给出了 Jonathan 一个建议。
Victoria 是这样说的 ：Well, maybe she's a candidate for one of these newer meds. 或许可以给她试试新药。为什么呢 ？Sometimes the newest thing gives them confidence. 有时候呢，做一些新尝试会给他们带来信心。They see the ads on TV. They believe. 他们相信电视里看到的药品广告。I have a patient with some similar issues. 我有一个状况和 Emily 差不多的病人。I put her on Abilixa. 我给她吃 Abilixa， 一种新型的抗抑郁药。Victoria 不无遗憾地说 ，Had it been available back then, I would have prescribed it for Emily after she miscarried. 当年 Emily 流产的时候，要是有这种药，我一定会把这个药开给她的。这里还有一个对这个电影很重要的词 ，prescribe。就是开处方药的意思，比如说 ，she prescribed some pills to help me to sleep， 她给我开了些药帮助睡眠。我们还可以说 ，the doctor prescribes a holiday as the best cure for his depression。医生呢告诉他，最好的治疗抑郁的处方就是去放个假。哎呀，我们都喜欢这样的处方。
I saw her 4 years ago.
嗯
，for a little over 9 months. She didn't just have the rug pulled from under her. She had the rug, the home, the husband. Her entire life gone. Even her health insurance. She moved into the city to find work, and I never heard from her again. I'm glad she's seeing a man this time. I think that will help.
Why is that?
Never felt seen by a father. Then her husband ends up in jail, and she's abandoned again.
Mm.
I'd be happy to see her have a different kind of experience.
She said you tried her on medication.
Oh, yes. Well, Butrin, Prozac, Effexor really struggled.
Hmm.
I remember she had problems with sleep, nausea, chills.
I'm putting her on Zoloft, so she can tolerate that.
Oh. Well, maybe she's a candidate for one of these neuromeds. Sometimes the newest thing gives them confidence.
Hmm.
They see the ads on TV, they believe.
Yeah.
I have a patient with some similar issues.I put her on a Blixa. If that had been available back then, I would have prescribed it for Emily after she miscarried.
Miscarried?
Mm.
to jail.
She didn't mention that.
No?
No.
Was it released yet?
A week ago.
Oh, maybe that will help turn things around.
Hmm.
那到底 Emily 接受了 Jonathan 的治疗之后，现在情况怎么样了呢？显然这一次的病情可比上一回严重，因为尽管接受了心理辅导并且开始服药，但是 Emily 的抑郁症状并没有好转，甚至在一次派对上呢， Emily 忍不住当场哭泣，所有的人都注意到了她的失态。
Emily tries a series of SSRI antidepressant medications, but none of them work.
Jonathan 呢并没有给 Emily 尝试新药 Ablixa, 而 Emily 的病情似乎更加严重了。
She attempts suicide a second time by trying to jump onto subway track.
在站台的边缘，车站的保安在地铁呼啸而来时，及时的拉住了 Emily, 避免了又一次可能致命的事故。Emily 立刻找到了 Jonathan, 惊慌失措的求他救救自己。
Emily, I know this is hard, but the hopelessness you're feeling is a symptom.And we have to leave that in the past. A psychologist once said, depression is an inability to construct a future, but you have a future at home with Martin.
He's trying to start a new business with this guy, Hellman, that he met in jail.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't know. I mean, he's trying. He's really trying to make things...better and it's not helping at all. I mean, I'm trying too. I went shopping to try and make things more exciting for him.
You are trying.
I can't take this loss anymore. I can't. I'm dizzy. I can't sleep. I have no sex drive.
I understand that.
This woman that I work with, Julia, She said she's on this new medication and that it's really helping her. I thought maybe I could try that.
Emily 说呢，她现在服用的那些抗抑郁药对她都不起作用。她听说自己的同事 Julia 在用另外一种药，而且很有用。她希望 Jonathan 呢也能给她试试。而 Emily 所说的药呢，也正是 Victoria 之前推荐的 Ablixa。Jonathan 只好同意了，而新药呢显然很快就见效了。
The medication works, enabling Emily to function normally. Besides the care no sleep working episodes, a side effect of the drug.
Martin 陪 Emily 来到诊所，要求停止服用这种新药。但是 Emily 坚决不同意。
Can't you stop taking drugs? Isn't there an alternative approach?
No. God, no. I can finally sleep. I have some energy. We had sex. It was like we were actually together.
Maybe something else will do the same thing.
Absolutely. There are still other SSRIs, SNRIs.
No. I've tried everything else. You don't know, Martin. You've never had this. You don't know what it's like.Okay, every afternoon, it's like there's this poisonous fog bank rolling in on my mind and I'm paralyzed. If I have to start over, I think I should see a different doctor.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I understand your frustration. What do we do? There are things we can do to make this work.Other medications we add to the Ablixa, one is designed to deal with sleepwalking, while the Ablixa helps you get a handle on your depression.
虽然新药 Ablixa 对 Emily 非常的有用，她形容自己呢现在睡得也好了，而且也更有精力了。但是这个药有一个非常严重的副作用，就是会导致 Emily 梦游。所以呢 ，Martin 希望 Jonathan 医生呢能够给 Emily 换一种药。
但是 Emily 呢态度非常坚决，她不同意。她说 ：“Every afternoon it's like there is this poisonous fog bank rolling in on my mind, and I'm paralyzed.”每天下午都好像有一个毒气的云团侵蚀我的大脑，使我麻痹。Paralyze 有两个麻痹的意思，一个是身体上的麻痹，一个是精神上，因为过度的恐惧或者焦虑而不知道如何去应对。比如我们可以说 ，After the accident, she is paralyzed with fear. 在经历事故以后呢，她完全被恐惧吓呆了，不知道该怎么办。And the accident left her paralyzed from the waist down. 而最终这辆车祸让她从腰部以下都失去了知觉。
Emily 形容的她的这种状态呢，是她在服用那个新药 Ablixa 之前，她说那个状态我实在是不想再经历了。显然呢 ，Emily 已经对这种新药啊非常的依赖了。
他甚至说 If I have to start over, I think I should see a different doctor. 如果我非要重新开始换别的药的话，我宁可换一个医生。而 Jonathan 呢，显然不希望失去 Emily 这个病人。他说 There are things we can do to make this work. 我想我们可以有办法来解决这个问题。Other medications we add to Abilixa. 除了 Abilixa, 我还可以再开些辅助的药物。One is designed to deal with sleepwalking, while the Abilixa helps you get a handle on your depression. 在 Abilixa 帮助你抗抑郁的时候呢，我加的这个药啊，可以抑制你的梦游。而梦游呢，英文叫 sleepwalking， 在这部电影里很重要。但实际上，梦游呢，不光是传统意义上说的走路了。在电影里，我们也知道，梦游包括在梦中所做很多很多事情。这也是抗抑郁药 Abilixa 非常严重的一个 side effect 副作用。而 Jonathan 表示，他新开的这个药是可以抑制梦游这种行为的。他用了一个词组 get a handle on， get a handle on 是控制什么东西的意思。比如 we need to get a better handle on the effects of climate change， 我们要学会更好的控制气候变化所带来的后果。
Can't she stop taking drugs? Isn't there an alternative approach?
No. God no. I can finally sleep. I have some energy. We had sex. It was like we were actually together.
Maybe something else would do the same thing.
Absolutely. There are still other SSRIs, SNRIs.
No. I've tried everything else. You don't know, Martin. You've never had this. You don't know what it's like. Okay, every afternoon, it's like there's this poisonous fog bank rolling in on my mind and I'm paralyzed. If I have to start over, I think I should see a different doctor.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I understand your frustration.
What do we do?
There are things we can do to make this work. Other medications we add to the Abilixa, one's designed to deal with sleepwalking, while the Abilixa helps you get a handle on your depression.
就这样呢 ，Emily 继续服用着 Abilixa， 同时呢吃着抑制梦游的药。到底 Emily 的生活能不能恢复正常呢？这里面又隐藏着什么样的阴谋呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Bobby 来分享这部惊悚悬疑电影《副作用》（Side Effects）。
She walks in her sleep. That's maybe why she doesn't remember anything. It's a side effect of this medication.
She kills people in her sleep too. Either she's a murderer, or she's the victim of her medical treatment. In which case, you're the target of a big civil suit, and it's.Either way, someone gets punished. Her or you.
今天节目的最后呢，我们想总结一下从这部电影里所学的有关精神科的重要的术语，比如 psychiatrist 精神科医生。那精神科医生呢有一个特权，是可以开具一些精神科的药物。我们平时说的处方药、开药这个词怎么说呢？英文是 prescribe。Prescribe 开药的意思，那还有呢？另外一个词叫 paralyze 是麻痹，不管是机体上的麻痹，还是精神上因为过于强烈的情绪而感到不知所措，都可以用 paralyze。
那如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am7sinford.com。I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby, see you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart. 有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774北京外语广播。
It's 40.